The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is December 12th, if you can believe it, 2015, and we are sponsored by Dr. William Wong's Essentials. That's www.docspreferred.com. Dr. Wong now will be on every other month, twice a month, and we couldn't be happier. And he's also sponsoring me for Iceland. If there's anything anybody needs to talk to him about, he's done multiple shows on testosterone and training and everything. You can get a hold of him, believe it or not. We've had many listeners go and speak with him. They love him. So go out to docspreferred.com, Sorenex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. They're sponsoring me for Iceland. They sent me a diamond bar for the power rack. It is awesome. You can pull out of the rack. You can press out of the rack. It's huge. And the knurling is it's a little bit oversized with the handle, and the knurling is fabulous. And as everybody knows, Bert's a regular on here once a month. And we're trying to get his father on either every other month or possibly every month. So we've got the best old school, Brooks Kubik, Bill Hinburn, John McKean. Now we're going to get I hope we're going to get Richard Soren quite a bit on. And we also, a guy that I'm going to really give kudos to, and I put his show up yesterday, Carmen Caputo. He's old school all the way. He's 70 years old, still deadlifting in the mid-fours. He's unbelievable. He's a great, great guy, and I enjoy the hell out of him. Next, Hearts Collision. This is for New York State residents only, heartscollision.com. And we've got another new sponsor to the show. Plan Year of Workouts. This is it's quite a nice piece of I guess I would call it a log. First off, this is a log book to plan your success with training. If you go out to planyearofworkouts.com, you can get it there, or you can go out to Amazon and get it too. This basically is a whole setup where it is made to make you succeed, all right? So I'm just going to say quickly what the book's about, because I'm not going to get in real deep with this on every show. But it's a log book, and it'll record all your workouts, and then you can plan your subsequent workouts, all right? It's 8x6, wide format, so it lays flat on the ground, you know, on your table or wherever you are outside. Every 24th workout, there's a section to track your progress and set new goals. So, the gentleman's name is Jason Fulner. If you order it on Amazon Prime, it only costs $5, no shipping cost, okay? So, I mean, it's a win-win, all right? And this guy is a serious dude. He's a Marine veteran. He was a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom, okay? He's been in Operation Iraq Freedom. He's a Marine, totally. 23 years in martial arts, and he's been pumping iron for 18, as he says. And he says he likes to listen to Motivation Muscle in his home gym, set up in a shed in his backyard. That says it all. So remember this. Go out to planyearofworkouts.com. All right. Well, today we have a first-time guest on the show. I'll introduce him in one second. But anybody that I didn't finish this up either. I want to finish this up before we get on to Russell. Top 10 Ways to Build Mind and Muscle, that's out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. It's a free ebook. It is going like bananas out of here. FiorelloBarbellCo.com, just give me your email. I promise you, you will not be getting any BS coming your way. Strength Times Power Equals Success, The Winner's Circle. These are our two biggest projects to date, and they're in the process of being released right now. They are life changers, and Strength Times Power is all shot in HD with me basically talking about everything associated with it. and Dennis is doing all the movements. This is what he got when we lost 43 pounds off him. But I use these movements for everybody that comes over here because you can plug them in, pull them out, whatever you want to do with them. Winner's Circle, that's 27 to 34 minutes of verbal speaking by me from the beginning to where we are today and in between. If you like the show and you like the philosophy and you like the training, it's all there. All you got to do is this. Just decide you want to do it. Take on some hard work. Commit to it. Put it into action. Nothing real hard about it, but if you're not sure, it's always good to have some people around that can guide you a little bit. Both of those products will do it. Sponsorship is huge here. Right now, we've dropped it to $100 for December and January. As I told Russell before, I'm doing 16 shows between today and Friday of next week, which is huge. On that $100 that comes in, 30 goes to muscular dystrophy for flu shots for the kids. Anybody that knows anything about the show has listened to it. My brother Jimmy died of pneumonia, but he had muscular dystrophy. M&M and FBC are both dedicated in his memory. Go out and help some kids. And remember this, we're going to be around for 25 years, and we're going to be 10 million strong. Come on into my family. Join all of us. We want you in here. We don't care what you move, what you lift. We want to just change everything. So be a part of my family. I welcome you all in and go out to Fiorella Barbell Co. or Motivation Muscle. You can fill out the form and, you know, something you can really help some people that really need it. Also, Chris Bigelow does everything here. MonsterDevelopment.com, 800-687-1609. And I guess that's pretty much it. That's a long read, but it's important. Well, today, as I said, I love to have first-time guests on here. Russell Furr has been with us for quite a while, and if you know anything about my shows, I always say at the end, when Russell Furr contacted me and said, when I listen to your shows, testosterone, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of your speakers, and I've said this a million times, it was one of the nicest compliments I've ever got, and we have Russell with us today. Let me give you a little background on this gentleman. He's 35 years old. He's a plumber. But this is the biggest thing of all. He's only been training for about a year and a half. And like many people out there, he was following stuff all over, from the Facebook stuff to, I'm sure, wherever he could dig up information. It wasn't working with him. And we're going to ask him how he discovered us, but he found Motivation and Muscle. He listened to a show with Brooks Kubik and myself. As everybody knows, Brooks came back yesterday. He's with us now monthly, and it seemed to make a big change in Russell's life. Now, he's strictly going with barbell training, but he's doing all the big stuff, the squats, the deadlifts, the bent rows, the weighted dips. This is how you get big. So, Russell, welcome to Motivation and Muscle, sir.
Thank you, Eric. It's really great to be with you.
It's great to have you, man. It's nice to have people that are starting out, so to speak, and we're going to get some really good feedback from you. And I know there's a lot of listeners that are starting out. We've got a lot of younger listeners, and it's really good to have somebody that now has come in here. And you know, we can do some other shows, obviously, down the road if you like this show. It's going to be very good to see your evolution of training. Before we get into today's show, why don't you give a little bio about yourself and we'll get started, if you would, please.
Yes, sir. I'm 35 years old. I'm married. I got a great wife. I got three great kids. I'm a master plumber. I've been doing this for 16 years. I was raised in a blue-collar household, you know, grew up, you know, like all the kids of the previous generations, you know.
Yep.
You know, playing outside, you know, my brother and I, we'd ride dirt bikes and four wheelers, you know, all the time. And, you know, my dad was a mechanic. So we grew up wrenching on things and rebuilding engines and working on cars and doing things like that. So, you know, plumbing was a pretty good, you know, natural fit for me. You know, I like to work with my hands. I'm good at, you know, I really love figuring things out, you know, like I'm very good at problem solving. So, you know, it's really good. I enjoy it. And, so that's where we are.
Okay. Well, here, I guess the first question is this. What made you want to get into weight training? I mean, obviously, you'd have to be a pretty strong guy with what you're doing with plumbing. You've messed around with – I mean, you've used your hands. I mean, this is a part of America that's kind of pretty much gone now. What was it about weightlifting? Why'd you want to get into it?
Well, all through my 20s, I was overweight. I've been overweight most of my life, but it really hit hard when I was in my 20s. And, you know, I'm a pretty small guy. I'm under 5'8". I'm, like, barely scratching 5'8". So, you know, it was like 2008, 2009, I was overweight, I was using my belt to hold my pants open, I was getting tired of it, I knew something had to change, you know? Mm-hmm. So, so at that point, I just started cutting my calories. I really didn't know how to eat right, but I knew that I was eating too much. So, you know, basically just started off cutting calories, and that's really where I started. Lost a bunch of weight. I mean, I went from like 215 all the way down to like 145, you know.
Wow.
Just changing my diet, not working out one bit. And, you know, and then over the years, you know, kind of, you know, as the years go on, I learned how to eat properly. And so about a year and a half ago, I decided to start going to the gym, and I didn't really know what kind of goals I wanted or anything. You know, it's like I just wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to, you know, I wanted to start working out. So basically, you know, like any new trainee, I didn't know what I was doing. I was going off things that I would read on Facebook and things that I would read online, and I was just trying to soak up as much information as I could. And, you know, I spent about 6 months in the gym just roaming around aimlessly, not really knowing what to do and not sticking with anything, just trying this, trying that. You know, and then about a year ago, I found your show because I've always listened to podcasts. I love podcasting. Mm-hmm. What's great about podcasts is no matter what you're into, you can always find a podcast for whatever topic you're interested in. That's why podcasting is so great. So, you know, so I started looking up all the, all like the weightlifting podcasts and things like that. And yours is by far the best out there. Nothing else even.
Thanks, man.
No, no problem.
Thank you.
Nothing else even comes close. I listened to all of them. Yours is the only one I stuck with. The rest, I won't even pay any attention to anymore.
Russell, let me ask you this though. All right. I like getting feedback from people, and I'm trying to get more and more of it, obviously through the websites with the show. And you don't hold back. I mean, if there's something that you didn't like or whatever. Was it the name that caught your eye? Was Motivation Muscle, did that catch your eye, or were you just going through a whole scale of, I mean, what was it that initially thing, or what kind of differentiated us from everybody else? Because I'm very interested in hearing this.
Yeah, it was you, and it's your attitude, and it's okay. and it's the intensity that you and your show has. And the information just resonated with me because, you know, I'm an old school guy. I love everything old school. I mean, I think that the way things were done, you know, 50 years ago in most cases is better than the way things are done now.
Absolutely.
You know, and that even goes for plumbing. I mean, plumbing 50 years ago was far superior to plumbing today. And so are the training methods.
Yep.
And like I said, I found you and Brooks Cubic, and at that point he was on weekly. And,
yes.
And I just loved listening to you and Brooks talk about all the old school information, all, you know, like the John Grimmicks and the old York days and the Bob Hoffmans. And so that's what it was, man. It all just resonated with me. And I was like, holy shit, I think I'm starting to figure this out, you know?
Yep.
And I started to employ what I was hearing, you know, on your show, and it's, you know, I started getting results, and I'm like, wow, you know, and I got more results in 8 weeks. Finding your show compared to the previous 6 months that I spent roaming around the gym, you know, doing this and that.
And you know what the greatest thing is? You're on the show today.
I know.
I know.
I was thinking that. It's like I found your show exactly a year ago, and I found you and Brooks Cubic talking, and now here is also the return of Brooks Cubic a year later. It's awesome how it came full circle.
Well, you know, this is what we strive to tell people on the show. It's not just about the best of the best out there, you know, the names. We want, I've said this a million times, I don't care what you can lift. If you got something that we want to hear and people want to hear, you come on the show. I'm not like a lot of other people where you have to be grade A, top of the line. I think that more people gain from the guys and gals out there that are working their ass off every day to make a living, and then they want to train and get in good shape. I think it's very important. All the shows resonate very well, but these are the types of shows like me too. I mean, you know, when we talk, you know, I started out with a sand set and a wooden bench, all right? And I knew the day I touched that barbell, that's where I belonged, because I played a lot of, you know, obviously baseball and football, and I wasn't a real big kid initially. But I never was like, I could play team sports, I liked it, but I never really, really liked it. When I grabbed the barbell, that's what I knew I was. That was me. That was it. I knew the day I put my hands on that, and the evolution of me through all this. And you know something? If it wasn't for losing that job, I'd never be here probably right now, because I had already set a website up. But you know something? I didn't have the guts to go into this to the extent I do now. I got put in a position where I said, okay, am I going to go back to that life where, you know, I was making 80K when I lost the job, or am I going to really take a chance on myself, man? Am I going to be a risk taker, or I'm going to just be a lot of talk? Well, I decided to be a risk taker, and here we are today, growing stronger and stronger. We are turning the corner on everything. And I owe it all to, you know, the listeners, and obviously the way I've gone after everything with the hard work and the determination and the idea. It's like, no matter what you do to me, you're not going to beat my ass down. And this is what, like, you're doing and so many other people, where eventually you're going to get the attitude where you can't turn around and go back. And, you know, you've heard the show a million times, and I'll say this, and I'll get right to you. We don't follow a path. We clear-cut a path. And if this is the attitude you're going to have in your life, man, you're going to do some magnificent things. And another thing, too, Russell, you have children. And I don't have any children, but I have lots of nieces and nephews, and they range from 13 to 5. And this is the thing I got to on the show the last few times is this. Someone is always watching you. And especially kids in today's world, I want, you know, and my sister and brother-in-law, everybody in our family is pretty much athletic, whether it's martial arts, semi-pro football, football, you know, in college, weightlifting, Olympic lifting, you know, you name it. So the kids have got to see this side of everybody, which is great, I think. But, you know, like anything, I use language a lot. But it's funny as hell. If you see me around them, you don't hear a peep out of me with one four-letter word. And it's not like they've probably not heard it on the bus. They all go to school. But I want them to see the men in the family as strong, strong role models, because I'm hoping the girls, they have four girls and one boy. We all make mistakes, but I hope the girls especially are going to realize what a man is, and hopefully they won't make any of those mistakes. So, getting back to where we were here, obviously, you know, with the show and everything, and you've made the right turn. This is all pertinent to everything. It's like you have to make the right turns, the right choices. We screw up a lot. We're human. We bumble. Look, I can tell you multiple potholes I've hit in almost 3 years, but I'm standing here talking to you right now. So what's your feeling as far as, like, all right, so now you got a direction. You're going with it. You're making gains. You're feeling a lot better about yourself mentally and everything. What is it about weightlifting? And I'm sure you've played other sports or you've been around people. And then I'll explain my end. What is it about weightlifting to me? And we'll see if it is to you. Why is it more special than I think anything out there? What would you say?
You know, for me, it makes me feel alive, and it makes me feel the way that I want to feel in my life. Yep. You know, when I take like a week or two off to just rest, you know, because the body needs that periodically.
Sure. Sure.
You know, everything changes. My metabolism slows down. My libido slows down. You know, I'm not as mentally sharp as I like to be.
You feel miserable like I do?
Yeah, it's just I, you know, something's missing, and I've got to get my hands back on that barbell, and that's what makes me happy. It's what I just feel like it supercharges me, you know, and just to go back to the leap that you made coming out of the corporate world and going into entrepreneurship. I mean, that's great. You know, it's ballsy. It's very ballsy to do that. And as they say, fortune favors the bold. And I think you're doing a great job. And I mean, I see great
things coming for you, man. I really appreciate that. That's very nice of you to say that. It does take balls, and you've probably heard me on other shows where I've lost family and friends over all this stuff too. You know, here is the usual comment: you're making 80 grand. Now, if I was still in there, I'd be making 100 grand. All right, and it's like, why are you going to flush your whole career down the tubes and all this? And I said to him, I was like, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. I don't want to be in a cubicle. I don't want to be taking orders from people that don't know jack shit, and they're trying to tell you how to do your job. And all you hear around you, and I'm sure you hear it too, complaint, complaint, complaint. I got news for you. In the state agency where I was, probably the average salary there was $65,000. Some of the people that were over me at the senior level with programming were making $135,000. I got news for you. Nobody was busting their balls real hard at all, other than, you know, when you had to get the big IBM systems up. But still, you know, you gave them a target date. If you didn't meet it, they'd usually let you go with that, et cetera, et cetera. The point of the matter is, the money was great. The money allowed me to really build the gym out there, to get to Iceland, to do things that I couldn't do. And, you know, that's why we slowed up now, because we were trying to build maximum currency, you know, to at least pay the bills every month. Because entrepreneurship is the greatest thing in the world, but I've said this a million times, unless you got people backing you with a lot of money, it's going to be a slow process. It can be a very painful process. And you're going to have to live bare bones. Most people can't do that. That was quite a shift for me. But I saw it through, and I do feel we're pretty close to where we want to get and start really building a high amount of currency where we can start putting out more products, helping more people. I can start going to places like Iceland and Scotland and all these adventures I want to show everybody and tell everybody. And we might even start doing some stuff where we're going to invite people to go on these big meets. But the whole point is this. You're right. It takes a lot of balls and guts to do something like this. And I can tell you this. It's a lonely road sometimes with this stuff. And rather than try to sell you a $1,000 product and fill your head full of shit, I'm not going to be a negative guy about any of it. I'm going to push and encourage anybody, whether it's weightlifting, entrepreneurship, whether it's just being a better man or woman. But I'm also going to tell you, you're going to meet some pitfalls along the way. These are what makes you successful, okay? People don't realize that. The first little thing, you know what, I gave it a try. Well, let me tell you, if you're just going to give it a try your whole life, you'll make it through, most likely. You'll have enough to survive. You'll just be happy enough to live, sustain. But that ain't living to me. And I have morphed into something that I never thought I was. I was always a very aggressive guy, you know, loved life. But things have changed. I can't give you a number of things that have changed in me in the last 2 3/4 years. You know, let me tell you one thing. My feet hit the ground between 5 and 5:30 every morning. I'm blogging or doing whatever I got to do, whether it's, you know, business behind the scenes, contacting people, et cetera, et cetera. Most people would never look at losing a job the way I did as good. Best thing that ever happened to me. Whatever happens, however this whole thing shakes out, this changed me not only as a man but as a human being, and has made me, in my sense, like I say to everybody, I found my greatness now. I know what I want to do. I know how I want to live the rest of my life. How many people out there can say that? So I'll shift it right to you, my friend.
That's great. You know, doing what you're doing, you know, you're going to be kicked in the balls repeatedly over and over and over, and you just got to keep getting back up and keep fighting.
Yep.
And, And I'm sure you're a lot like me. You know, I love failure, but I don't see it as failure. I see it as an obstacle. You know, if I miss a lift, you know, it's not a failure. That's an obstacle. I've got to figure out how to get around that obstacle. You know, and that's part of what you know what I love about what I do so much is because, you know, every day I see something different, and every day there's a new obstacle that I've got to figure out how to get around or get through and make that right again. And, you know, and it's the same way with training.
Yep. Well, you know, the thing is, too, and like you have young kids, I mean, just think of the example you're setting for them. That, I mean, that's the thing. You know, when you feel good, when you feel strong, that's going to translate through every fiber of your life. I mean, you're married, you know, your wife. I mean, you're going to have a better relationship. The kids, man, you know, that's the thing I see with my nieces and nephews. You know, they gravitate to you. There's that. You know, they always say whatever you put out there is coming back to you in the atmosphere. There's a lot to that, your intention, you know. And it's like kids also are like the smartest human beings in the world. A kid can spot a phony a mile away. A kid can see an adult that's not very friendly to him. I mean, when we go and we have, you know, like we'll all have a cookout on a Sunday or whatever's going on, the kids, 9 times out of 10, will just grab me. I'm through the gate, and they're like, come on, let's go play, you know? And the adults will obviously say, why don't you come up and have a drink? And I was like, no. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm only going to have an 8-year-old for so long, you know, and whether we're playing dodgeball or setting up little runs with bricks or picking up little, you know, stones and things like that. My little nephew Danny, who's 5, when he comes over to the house, I've got a little tire all picked out for him. We go right in the back. I've got him flipping the tire, man, like a maniac. All right. Now, it's only a little 16-inch tire, but he's a 5-year-old kid, man. And I make him, it's just like I do it. He'll flip it. I say, run right up that fast and do it again. And if it kind of goes off to the side, we reset and go again. See, these are the things that really matter. And it's like, this is going to dictate, you know, when you feel good, when you feel strong, you're going to love doing things with people. It doesn't matter if they're 5 or 50, all right? It's just the way you are. And, you know, I've had people say to me so many times about the show, they're like, you can hear the passion in your voice when you talk, man. And like, I talked to I had Ellen Yates on here the other day, who's a phenomenal athlete, and she owns a gym. And she was saying to me right on the show, she goes, I'm like listening to you and I'm like getting all fired up. And it was like, that's the, you know, that's no act here. That's just the way I live all the time. And, you know, I have bad days too, like everybody, but why live in a bad day? I mean, you've got the script right in front of you. You can either stick with it or you rewrite it. So, weightlifting, you know, besides having a very good, upbringing, weightlifting has been the catalyst to everything I do, and people will be like, well, you know, sooner or later you won't be able to do it, or what if something happened? I don't know what would ever happen to me without it, but I'm not going to worry about that, and I'm just going to keep shifting to keep going and going and going. And I always say I want to squat 250 at 100 years old. So I've already set goals way down the road. It's very important, but this is what I want to ask you, Russell. Obviously, you're doing a lot of the good, great, great compound exercises. Why do you think we've lost a lot of that in today's lifting world where it's more machine-like? You know, any new fad that's out there, we got to try. What's happened to, well, you know, I did a show, I believe, yeah, with Rob Regish on bent rows a few weeks back. And why is that is an exceptional, exceptional movement. Especially if you're a stone lifter, why do you think stuff like that has all gone to the wayside?
Well, I think that, you know, I think all the machines came into existence, you know, in the late 70s, I think they started to come around, and it was very marketable, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, I think that's what's happened. You know, when you go on, you know, when you're surfing around trying to figure out what to do in the gym, you don't normally see, you know, squats and deadlifts, you know, you'll see Smith machine squats and Smith machine deadlifts and Smith machine overhead press. If you see any of those movements, you know, that's normally the way you're going to see them.
Sure.
you know, and you'll see all the machine stuff, and you'll see all this stuff that just, quite frankly, doesn't really do anything. It's just clickbait. It's just, it's there to make you click on it to drive up their ad revenue. You know, and it's just not very sexy to promote the barbell training, but I think that it can be. I think that it can be sexy, and it can be, you know, we can get the information out there. We just need to get away from what's currently, you know, out there being promoted.
Yep.
You know, and when I found Brooks Cubic in your show, you know, I immediately went out and I got Dinosaur Training, which is a fantastic book. Also, I got some other publications from Brooks Cubic. I got some John Grimmick programs. I got, you know, and I got Super Squats by Randall Strassen. I got Bob Hoffman's York Advanced Methods of Weight Training. You know, and I just started taking in all this information, and quite frankly, that's what works. You know, you got to build a foundation of strength before you. You know, the way I believe is, I believe you got to spend about a year just building your foundation, you know.
Oh, yeah, squat, definitely.
Squats, your deadlift, and that, and then you build on that, and you know, you start working in some different movements, but you got to have a strong foundation to build on.
Without a doubt, and that's where I think we get lost in the mix, is where, you know, let's be honest with each other. In today's world, it's a very soft world, I think. And hard work is not something that's stressed anymore. And when you're messing around with squats, deadlifts, bent rows, dips, anything overhead, that is very, very, very heavy-duty work. And this is one of the reasons why I beat this into the ground on every show is this. If you don't plan on working hard, you're going to become very disappointed. Now, you can walk around with big pecs and arms. Good for you. But that isn't what it's all about. You know, your strength you're going to have in your lower end through your hip girdle, your hamstrings. A thing that I feel is very neglected that I'm working on right now with some stuff is the calves and your feet. If you listen to anything with me on these shows, a lot of times with different guests, we're always talking about the feet. We're talking about the ankles. We're talking about the calves. This is all things that have been very neglected, all right? And it's very important to have these things working for you, because I got news for you. You're going to become that much better of a lifter. And the idea here is, when you're laying foundations, you've got to have these things to become successful. And look, to me, commercial gyms, unless it's something extremely hardcore, which there are some pockets in the United States with them, the majority of them are worthless, okay? It's just a social club. Nobody's working very hard, and it's like, I've been kicked out of multiple gyms, all right? It's not where I belong, and, you know, if you're using any type of chalk or you're using any enthusiasm, you're like an alien to the whole world. So yeah. I think this is my opinion. I'm hoping what we're doing here is going to end up kind of tilting the axis of the world, where a lot of people that were on the fence, not sure, were going to a commercial gym like that, suddenly say, hey, you know what? These guys and girls that are on M&M are right, and we're going to try this. And, you know, you never know. You can create a revolution with stuff like this. And that's what I want to see, especially the young kids. I mean, when we have, you know, 10-year-old kids on insulin and the obesity rate is sky high now, we need to have people like us out there that are really pushing the physical strength, physical culture world. And not only that, learning how to think for yourself. That was one of the things you hit upon early on in the show, was that you learned how to start figuring things out, how to create, and that's all a form of thinking. When you can do that, you're not going to be so easily led by people that really don't give a rat's ass about you out there. And this is very important, because right now, the way things are in this country especially, there's an awful lot of confusion right now. And my two things I stress all the time is this. become very strong physically and become very strong mentally. Anything could happen to you, obviously, but the chances of it happening to you are far less than somebody that's sitting on their ass waiting for the world to come to them. It's not going to happen. So go ahead, Russell. I didn't mean
to. That's all good. No, you're exactly right, man. People love to be mentally weak. You know, they love to blame everything on somebody else. You know, I'm overweight because of this. I'm overweight because of that. Or I can't be successful because of this person. Or I can't do this because of that. You know, and quite frankly, if somebody is ahead of you in whatever aspect of life that you're complaining about, it's because they're working harder than you. You know,
bingo.
They're putting in the work. You know, they're taking their spare time and using it wisely and getting better. You know, they're reading, they're working hard, they're getting better at whatever it is, whether it's training or if it's, you know, your career or whatever it is, you know.
So
you need to look at those people and find out, what are they doing? Why are they ahead of me? You know, what are they doing? And you know, take it as a learning opportunity. And
absolutely.
You know, people's egos are too big. You know, it's like they can't look at themselves in a subjective way and think, okay, this is where I need to get better, you know, and it just goes. It just goes back to them blaming everyone else. Well, I can't get bigger because of this, or I'm not successful because of that.
Speaking of bigger, give me an exercise you love to do, and what are your plans? Let's roll us a year ahead now. I talked to you December of 2016. Where's Russell Fuhr in 2016?
Well, in this past year, I've gained 20 pounds since finding your show.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah, I've went from about 155 to about 175.
Congratulations, man. Yeah, that is awesome. I'm proud of you.
Most of that is muscle.
Awesome. How do you feel, man? Are you walking strong all the time? Tell me how you feel.
Yeah, man, I feel fantastic. I feel the best I've ever felt my entire life. I'm 35 years old. I'm in better shape than I was when I was 20.
And, how do you feel mentally though, man? How has it touched you on the mental end? Tell everybody out there, because people are like, okay, well, he's real physical now. How do you feel mentally all the time now?
Mentally, I'm just very mentally sharp and crisp, and I can focus really well. I can focus on my job. I can focus in the gym. And like I said, when I take a week or two off just to rest, I lose that mental sharpness. It's so crucial for me to function the way that I want to function, you know, to be able to operate daily at a high level. It's imperative. A year from now, I'd like to put on 10 more pounds of muscle. I think that's achievable.
Absolutely.
I've learned a lot this year. I'm going to go slower. I'm going to be more patient with adding weight to the bar. You know, I'm just going to go slower. Like Frank Zane said, you know, you should focus on putting on 5 pounds of quality muscle per year.
Absolutely.
The hardest part is learning patience, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You know, You look online, you look through the magazines and everything, and everyone is freaking ripped, you know?
And you
just want to be like that, you know? You're like, man, I want to be ripped like John Grimmick, you know?
Yeah.
So it's easy to just to want to load and load and load and load weight on the bar. And a few months ago, I actually pulled a back muscle deadlifting.
Yep. I remember reading that on Facebook. I think I replied to you about that.
Yeah. And I wanted 405 so bad, you know, and I was going way too fast. And I tried pulling 405. I didn't get it off the ground. So I went back down to 365 where I was working, and I pulled it once, went up to pull the second time, got it 2 or 3 inches off the ground, and my back just popped, and I just collapsed to the floor. I just laid there, and there was a trainer about, you know, 10 feet away, kind of looking at me. And I looked over at him and I said, man, I need help. I can't get up, you know?
Yep.
So he walks over and helps me up. It was bad, man. I hobbled out of the gym into my car. I couldn't even close the door, you know? it was terrible. And I drive a stick shift, and I mean, I could barely freaking drive. It was the worst pain I'd ever felt in my life. And, and like you, it's like, man, how is this going to affect my training? You know?
Sure.
Yep. And, I managed to get in the house and I laid down in bed, you know, until my wife got home because I just wanted to rest for a few minutes. But, you know, I'm a very strong person mentally. I think I'm very mentally strong, and, and I wasn't going to let it get me down. And I wanted to be on my feet, you know, because whenever you come out of a surgery, the first thing they want you to do is get up, walk around. It's the best thing for you, you know?
Sure.
So, you know, once my wife got home that evening, she helped me out of bed. I swear it took like 15 minutes to get me up. It was awful. I could not even get up. But once I was on my feet, I felt better.
Yep.
And, you know, so I wanted to stay on my feet and I wanted to keep doing as much of my normal things as possible. I thought that was the best way to heal.
Sure.
So, you know, once I was on my feet, I felt better. I didn't sit back down because quite frankly, once I sat down, I couldn't get back up.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
So, you know, I stayed on my feet as much as I could. And I said, that night I told myself, I said, I will be deadlifting again within a week or two. And 7 days later I was squatting, and then three days after that I was deadlifting again, and I made a great recovery. I think I can attribute it to my mental attitude, you know, and my mental drive to get better. I didn't let it keep me down, you know, and I was back in the gym, I was training hard, you know, and I was back up to full weight within like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, you know, patience is a great thing. You know what I want to ask you, though, too? Do you do any type of partials in the power rack yet? Have you gotten into that at all?
Yeah, I have. I have, actually.
Okay, good.
I like to do those. I like to mix those in, you know, about every 6 weeks just to kind of shock everything. You know, and I believe in training on my feet. Pretty much everything I do, I'm training on my feet, you know, because that's how life is. You're on your feet. Everything you do, you're on your feet. I mean, how often do you need strength when you're sitting down? You know,
exactly. Yep.
You never need strength when you're sitting down. You always need your strength when you're on your feet and you're in the upright position. So one of my favorite movements is the overhead press. I love the overhead press. You know, I believe in a strong shoulder girdle, and I'm a big fat shoulders, man. And, you know, so I do a lot of training on my feet. Pretty much everything's on my feet, the overhead press, the squat, the deadlift, the bent row, the farmer's walk. I mean, they're all great movements. And,
I even
mix in, those are my main movements, and then I'll mix in some power cleans, some good mornings, you know, and I'll mix in some other things here and there, but those are my main movements that I focus on, you know, with my training.
Well, you hit those dips hard. You want to talk about coconut shoulders. I mean, holy shit, that is still one of the best, but I my feeling on the power rack, I mean, that's pretty much all I use because I'm alone, number one. But like tomorrow night, I'm going to do partials probably, I don't know if I'm going to do the top or just a little above the middle with some isometric holds there. And I've got to do obviously stone walking. So what I like to do is go very heavy when I'm going to do some holds, obviously grab a lighter stone. I'll use the new crusher and probably do like 40 feet and go with that. And, you know, a workout like that is a hammer job on you. I mean, if you're moving in the sevens, eights, and nines at that partial point and then, you know, pinning it to the other set of rods, you're talking some serious stuff. And then, you know, you go to grab a stone like that, it feels like you throw it up in the sky and catch it and take off with it. And then, you know, obviously I'm a big believer in the calf raise. I do a lot of stuff with glued ham because right now my goal is to make my spinal erectors the biggest things I've ever seen on me. Deep, thick, like boa constrictors, because my personal belief is, if you can build something like that, there's nothing you can't pull off the ground, and that includes the biggest stone in the universe. I would like to, if I can stay injury-free for the next 2 to 3 years, I would like to I'm probably going to be doing exclusively stones full-time. and see where I can go conquer, or is it going to conquer me? I'd like to go a few more places in the world and do them. I think it's a hell of a way to become a super athlete. And as we just talked about the mental end with you, with your back injury at that one point, I don't think there's anything in the world that can prepare you the way stones do. We're going to get into this more and more, obviously, in 2016, you know, with Bill Crawford and everybody else. But we are going to we're going to put out an awful lot of information on stone lifting, carrying. I'll tell you why, Russell, and I'll shift right back to you, and you've probably heard me. I wish I knew this 20 years ago. And you can't go back in your life, but I'll tell you what, I think I would have been a better athlete if I knew about picking up and carrying. And anybody I talk to now, I've done it with Alex, who's 14. I don't care what age you are. You can take any size sandbag you want. There's no big investment in gym fees or equipment or anything like that. You can buy the liners and the bags out of Iron Mine. You can go to usually any hardware store and get bags. I'm telling you right now, if you learn to pull that thing off the ground and walk it and start just getting better and better with sizes, my personal belief is you can transcend your lifting into anything you do. So if you're a barbell guy or gal, work exclusively, say, on sandbags for 4 weeks. Don't worry about the weights or anything. They're all going to be there. They're all going to come back. Work 2 to 3 days a week, various size bags. Plot your distances off. Learn how to run with them. Lots of stuff. You come back by the 5th week, I guarantee you, after a few weeks of just kind of cycling back in, wait till you see what's going to happen to your lifts. They're going to go sky high. I'm telling you right now, I know because I've done it. So take it away, sir.
Yeah, and you're right about that carrying. I just recently started mixing in some farmer's walks into my routine. And I tell you, man, they're phenomenal for the traps, the activation I get in my pecs, through my arms, my forearms, my grip strength. I mean, it's a full body movement.
Absolutely.
And it's fantastic. I love the carrying. And the sandbags and the stones is something I'd love to get into also.
I'll tell you what, Russell, I believe obviously you're on the right track. There's no doubt about it. I believe if you incorporate even one day where you work in sandbag lifting in between whatever you're doing, I think you're going to smoke. I think you'll put – if you can take it to the point where you can activate all different size bags – and you started that today, my guess would be you'd be 10 pounds up by May.
Wow. And, you know, diet plays a huge role in the results, you know, in your results. You know, I had a short stint in the gym in probably like 2005, and it was when I was fat, I was overweight. You know, I thought, you know, everyone who's overweight, everyone says, oh, I don't eat bad. No, I don't eat badly.
Right.
You know, I eat right. You know, because quite frankly, people just don't know. People don't know how to eat right, you know?
That's right.
And then once I've really got my diet dialed in over this past, you know, like year, like 1 to 2 years is when I've really got my diet dialed in here.
Sure.
And since then is, you know, I've noticed a huge change in everything.
Oh, absolutely. And you will, because the whole thing is this. If you can't, you know, recovery's big. We talk about recovery all the time. But I'll tell you what, I'm more in tune to, and of course eating is recovery, but eating is also, I got into this, I don't remember on what show. When you're really involved with your training and your life with it, it's fun as hell to go out and throw a steak on a grill or make a big fat protein drink or you know, kind of look at the stuff you feel you need, if you need a supplement here and there to help you out. It's not just, you know, the lifting weights part is super, but it's all the other things that are involved where you make it fun. And that's what it's about. When you're not having fun anymore, you gotta look at what you're doing, or you gotta look at getting out. And I'm of the belief is this. Once you get bit by the iron bug and start to understand it, you ain't ever get. It's like Michael Corleone, you know. It's like I tried to get out, but they keep pulling me back in. And that's what it's about, man. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're very right about that. I love cooking, you know. And I eat lots of red meat, and it's all local. Everything I eat is all local. I live here in a small town in Virginia, and there's farms everywhere. And we have a great local food scene here. And I drink a ton of raw milk, which raw milk is
very easy. There you go.
I mean, raw milk is very easy to get out there. And there's a website, I believe it's called realmilk.com. It's a raw milk finder.
Okay.
So anyone out there that wants to locate raw milk in your area, there's tons of it out there. And if you just go to Google, you know, and just do a search, you'll find it. It's very easy to get. And the farm that I get it from, it's only $6.50 a gallon, which, I mean, if you go to the grocery store, you're going to pay more than that for a gallon of organic shit milk from some shit farm.
Yeah, you know? Horizon, one of those shitholes.
But, you know, they feed their cows, grains and soy, you know.
Yeah, and that, I love you saying that because I don't know about you. I don't eat any store-bought bread, if I eat any. But you know what I've noticed now more than ever, and I don't think it's coincidental either, and there's something I love at Christmas because with the Italians, they have it's like a cake called panettone. Mm-hmm. And I've eaten it since I was a kid. It's, you know, it's loaded with like raisins and chunks of orange. It's awesome, man. Well, I look at it, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And now, what do they got in it? Soy flour. I want to throw the fuck up, man. I'm like, one of the things that I love, I love doing this anyway. So I'm looking through all the breads, English muffins, anything like that. Do you know everything has soy flour in it now? Soy flour.
Yeah. Everything is laced with soy. Every single thing.
And let's make you an obedient servant.
Exactly. You're right about that. It's to make you docile. You know, I mean, you know, no accident with the BPAs and all the plastics and the soys and.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're all endocrine disruptors. And, you know, the sooner, you know, that's really where I noticed my biggest change is when I learned how much politics has gotten into our food supply and
absolutely,
you know, and politics and science.
Yep.
And, you know, I believe in eating the way that people ate, you know, 7,500 years ago. I mean, you know, all these chronic illnesses, you know, didn't exist, you know.
Yep.
I mean, sure, they were out there, but they were much less prevalent, you know.
Russell, I'm hoping, I know people believe in conspiracy. I hope this is not what it's about, because I would hope nobody out there is that evil, man. And you know what it is? I always say to people, eat soy. It's a man. Women don't want it either. It's a woman killer, too. And I've gone to Whole Foods and places like that, and I piss those people off like you wouldn't believe, because I'll ask them, I'm like, does your meat have any soy in it? You know, are the cows fed that? And they look at you, and I said, I need to know because I'm allergic to it. So when they hear that, they're going to move, right? So they'll bring their little book out that's got everything that's in it. Believe it or not, when you are paying for grass-fed anything, unless it says grass-finished, it's either had some type of most likely GMO corn or soy in it. Now, I just want to tell people, you have a choice. But if you're paying $32 or more a pound for a filet, and it's got soy in it, I would really think twice. That's all. Because our food is definitely going to dictate how we feel, how well we train, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like you, a lot of raw milk, raw butter. I drink a lot of cream. I drink small bottles of cream right out of the bottle for the fats.
When I go to my farm for my milk pickup, it's awesome. Sometimes they'll have cream, you know, they take the extra milk and they'll have some cream for sale. And it was hilarious, man. One day, I just left the farm. I got my milk, you know, my milk for the week. And I bought a couple jars of cream they had. And I was going down the road, you know, and I was drinking this cream straight out of the jar. And it's like a quart. It's like a quart. And I got down to the bottom and I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, oh, this stuff is so good. And I'm like, yep. I wonder how many calories are in this. So I was just curious, you know. So I started Googling, you know, raw cream calories and fat content. And it was something insane. I don't remember off the top of my head, but it was something insane. It was like 1,000 grams of fat or something that I had drank. And it was like 4,000 calories and all this other stuff. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. But I was like, oh, well, it's so good. Who cares?
Yeah. But you know, what's a good thing about that too is Russell, is this, not only will you gain like crazy, it's the fat your body needs. And it's not all this shit where it's going to plug arteries. You know, all that shit comes from when you're mixing in grains and the rest of the shit you're eating with good food. You know,
all the shit fats, all the fats that are, you know, like chemically processed. And
absolutely.
I mean, those are the bad fats. You know, the natural animal fats are very good for you. And
absolutely.
It promotes, you know, high testosterone levels and just healthy, you know, healthy hormone levels overall, which is overall health. I mean, a high fat, I eat tons of fat. I drink tons of raw milk, the cream, the raw butter. I eat tons of red meat. I eat a shitload of eggs. I eat like 10 to 12 eggs a day. I mean, eggs.
Oh, you're not afraid of getting cholesterol and dropping fucking dead?
Yeah.
God almighty, man. Let me say something here. Isn't it great to be a man? Seriously. It is.
Yeah, it is. You know, and you know, I don't buy all that hype out there about how eggs are bad for you and milk is bad for you and this and that, you know, and you shouldn't be eating meat and all this other nonsense.
Hey, look, dude, if we're going to think there's something up, look at the people calling the shots. They're a bunch of fucking pussies, man.
I know. They are.
See, the thing is, once you get into this stuff, you don't live that life anymore. You don't think that way anymore. And anybody that tells you something like that, you'd rather punch them square in the chin than hear the fucking drool that's coming out of their mouth. You know, walk through somewhere, you know, walk like you've got some confidence. You got a set of balls between your legs. Watch the way people look at you. They'll look at you like you're an alien, man. You know, they'd rather look with their head down or be using their fucking thumbs to play text games all day, or they're talking about nonsense. You know what? I got no time for that at all, and I'm just thinking about the future and the great things ahead, man. If you live your life like that, you're going to have the best days of your life, man. If you're living under somebody's thumb, or as Rocky says, you're going to let somebody stick a thumb in your eye and tell you you're no good, guess what, man? You're going to be no good. All right.
You're right. It's all about belief, man. You know, it's all about it's all about, you know, where you are mentally. And, you know, I love life. I think life is the most beautiful and precious thing. And my dog's flipping out, but you know,
that's all right.
But, you know, it's like every day, I say that every day is the best day of my life. You know,
yes,
and every day is an opportunity to be better than I was the day before,
you know, in
every aspect. And, you know, I really enjoy it. And people get so caught up in all the crap you see on Facebook and on TV. And, you know, people just love to just lay around on the couch and watch TV and be lazy, basically.
Yeah. Good for them, because we're not in that category and we never will be, you know. Look, we're just about at the end of the show. Summarize anything you'd like, you know, about the show here. If there's anything you want to give out, whatever you want to do, then let me do that. And if you'd hang on the line for a minute, please, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Anybody can find me on Facebook, Russell Fur. Look me up, friend me. If you're new to training, you know, you got some questions or you want some advice on your diet, whatever, just hit me up. I'll be glad to help you. So yeah, you know, that's pretty much it, you know, and, you know, pick up dinosaur training, you know, training, you know, really got me pointed in the right direction as far as my training goes. And it's been instrumental in me getting progress.
And then when you listen to guys like Russell and everybody else on the show, you know, I mean, we are, you know, I've got probably at least 3 books halfway done that I could write. I don't have the time right now to finish anything up, but I can tell you this. The reason why I did the podcast is I just think we can get more of an effect out there. And if we can promote other people's stuff and help everybody out, that's the idea of solutions. But, man, when you're listening to a guy like Russell, that should inspire the living shit out of you to get out and do something, because there's a guy that's bounced around like a lot of people. Didn't know what he was doing. You know, he was probably disgusted, obviously. He found us, and things changed. And it's not, you know, I'm not patting myself on the back either. That's why I'm here. You know, I'm the guy that still remembers that 10-year-old kid sitting at a table saying, okay, if I met this one, that one, the other one, what would I ask him? You know, and it's been my whole life. It's been, you know, what I think is so important. So, you know, I hope that this show lends an ear to everybody, you know, who wants to listen to us, because I've never said I know everything. I never will. But I've done a lot of stuff, and everybody affiliated with this show has too. It's very important. Like I said, come on into our family. We want you. This is Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com, Sorenex.com, HeartsCollision.com, and that is for New York State residents, remember, because, you know, it's very important you know that. And don't forget one of our new sponsors. You want to go out to planayearworkouts.com, or you can go out on Amazon and get that book too. You know, like I said, it's a workout book. It's got everything set up there for you. If you go out to Amazon Prime, it's $5. I mean, you know, what can I tell you? I just got one. If you go out there at some point, I believe he's running a special too. You can get it for nothing, and they don't even charge you for shipping, but you got to have an Amazon account. So go out. If you don't go out to planayearofworkouts.com, go out to Amazon, search that, and I'm sure that deal will be out there too. I think he's running it to maybe the 20th of this month or 21st. I'll have to look it up and find out, but you know, check it out. It looks like a really good thing, and I can't wait to get it because I'm going to put it in full operation when I get it here. Let me think. What else do we got here? Well, we want to go out and you want to download the free top 10 ways to build mind and muscle on Fiorella Barbell Co. Just give us your email address, and you'll get 10 ways to really build things and move you in a motivating way to move your life in the direction you want. Secondly, don't forget the Winner's Circle and Strength Times Power Equals Success. They are being launched very slowly. Everything should be done, but you can go out and see some of the great filming we've done. And obviously, if you go out to Strength Times Power, you'll see the animation. It's off the wall. There's going to be so many big things coming down here. I am so excited for myself and my family here. We are going to be the standard. I'm telling you right now, we are going to be it. And I'm going to have everybody in on the party. When we hit the money I'm going to hit to get everything going, I'm going to invite every listener I can to the biggest bash you've ever been to. This is a big, big thing we're doing out there, and I couldn't be happier. Also, too, go out to sponsorship, $100 for December and January. I'm doing 5 to 15 shows a week. I guarantee you, you're going to get some traffic, and we want to work with people for the next 25 years. Like I said, we will be 10 million strong. Chris does all the work here, monsterdevelopment.com, also FiorellaBarbellCo.com, motivationandmuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. Go out to Motivation Muscle. Leave us a comment. If you like what Russell and I did today, Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Send me if you'd like us to do another show with something that maybe you know, you're starting out. Obviously, you got Russell here. He's tackled an awful lot of things, has had monster success. He can speak the speak, so to speak. So we'll do that. Also, too, don't forget, we're on Facebook at Fiorella Barbell, Motivation and Muscle, and let's see, on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. And I'll leave you with these five things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to help them out. Words do more than you'll ever know. Words can make or break a person, so make them. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to give somebody a hello or a smile. That might be all they get that day. Just take a look at all the people who are walking around with their heads down. Not good. Thirdly, go out and lift some big iron, take some stones and turn them into dust. And as our Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says, and there's news on that, after the first of the year, we have got two people that are building prototypes. We are going to release that stone, I hope, in the early first quarter of 16. Like I said, there is so much going on here behind the scenes, and it's going to be a great thing. Says domination in blood red. We are domination. We are 10 million strong and bigger and better. We are the one. Next, as I always say, no one will ever deball this show or any of us here. And as our great friend Russell Furr says, as I say this on every show, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping through my speakers. As I always say, that is one of the nicest compliments I've ever gotten among many. It's just nice to know that people like us, and we're doing everything we can to help everybody out. That's what we're all about. Russell, thank you for being on the show, my friend.
Oh, it's great. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you. So for Russell Furr, this is Eric Fiorello. We will have Russell on again in 2016. All I can tell you is this. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Make a difference. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, and tell a friend.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.